You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Now, you've probably seen all the protest footage out of LA in the wake of Trump's immigration sweeps. But despite what you're seeing on the news, keep in mind that most of the protesters have come with more of a chill SoCal vibe. Dancing, playing music, and unleashing these devastating projectiles at police.
Bubbles.
So there's definitely a chance that this can all be resolved peacefully, as long as nobody escalates this thing with an unnecessary show of force. We'll be A-O.
President Trump mobilizing 2,000 California National Guard troops against the will of the state's governor.
President Trump ordered the deployment of 2,000 more California National Guard troops, making for a total of 4,000.
Now making the unprecedented move of dispatching 700 active duty Marines to the streets of Los Angeles.
Yes, nothing calms down a situation like a military invasion. In fact, that was part of my birth plan. I was like, honey, I want candles, classical music, and 700 armed Marines storming the hospital room. Also drugs, lots of drugs. You know what? Scratch that, just the drugs. You know, I'm beginning to wonder if Trump is intentionally trying to escalate this situation because more chaos allows him to portray blue states as centers of crime while positioning himself as a strong man that the country needs to rally around. No, that's silly. I'm sure he's just doing what's best for everyone.
Yeah, I agree.
Although deploying soldiers in an American city could put Trump on the wrong side of the law again.
There is concern over violating the Posse Comitatus Act.
The Posse Comitatus law says that the U.S. military cannot engage in police functions on U.S. soil.
That's right. Posse Comitatus. It's a very serious legal principle. So let's hear more about this very serious legal principle.
Look, I believe strongly in Posse Comitatus.
Indeed, Trump is truly in violation of Posse Comitatus.
There you go.
92.7 WMDX.
What happened? Something happened in the production room.
Are we okay? Everybody all right?
Are we okay?
Okay. There we go. It's 8 minutes past the hour. Gotta have the funky music. Yep. Start out the 7 o'clock hour. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Rocker here. Join me for the Max Inc. Preview every Friday morning with John and Gordy right here on WMDX. And now they're up for Best Radio Team on Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let me just say, these guys rock, so they're getting my vote. And I hope you get out your vote, too. They may be old, but they still know how to rock.
Well, thank you, Rocker. You'll be here tomorrow, of course.
A lot of old men in the studio tomorrow.
And we want to remind you, we'll be at the Madison Night Market this evening from 5 till about 9 o'clock. Hope you stop by. We'll have new T-shirts that we're giving away and some other surprise items.
Well, I don't want to say that we're going to be the models for our new T-shirts.
But, you don't want to say that?
Sadly, we're definitely going to be doing that.
Well, stop by. Yes, we'd love to see you, take some pictures, you know, hang out for a while. Should be a good time. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments. They help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And they have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned. Jim and Sarah will help you out. John's been there. I've been there. They've helped us out quite a bit.
That's right.
And they can help you, too.
They fine-tune those hearing aids just for you while you're there in the office. And then, of course, they have an app that you can certainly fine-tune in an event you want to be in.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're in a crowded restaurant or at a movie theater or if you're at a concert, you can tune it on the fly.
You've got your own equalizer on your phone that controls your hearing aids. So check them out, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay, now it's time for our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Here we go. Okay. You know, just a couple of more days of this today and tomorrow, your chances to win. And this time around, well, you have a chance to win. Let's see what the prize is. Let me just double check here. Brewers tickets, club level tickets this time around. What is the keyword? Well, you know how this works. You got to download the Civic Media app, the Apple or Google store, and click on WMDX, find the text button. Of course, the app is free to download and free to use. The word this time around, John, is family. Family. Uh-huh. F-A-M-I-L-Y. That's a word. Text that into us, and you could be in for Brewer Club level tickets. And of course, every entry gets into the grand prize drawing of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. It is a statewide contest. There'll be other contest hours during the 11 a.m. hour, 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Complete rules at civicmedia.us. Good luck.
All right. Okay. It's been a tribute this morning to Brian Wilson, who passed away. And we've been playing a few songs from his library. And I tell you what, Doug out there in St. Francis has a lot to do. he's busy.
What was his suggestion?
His first text here is the Cars song the Beach Boys wrote entitled Rambler.
This is just too funny, actually.
Rambler Ambassador.
Wasn't one of their biggest hits.
Didn't sound well.
Didn't sell well. Rambler Ambassador. Oh. Not exactly a hot rod.
Yeah.
Not a surf car.
He also posed this question. Trump invaded L.A. and Brian Wilson dies. Conspiracy.
Okay. Thank you, Doug.
But, you know, he followed that up with, and then, of course, the Beach Boys wrote a song titled Edsel. It didn't sell well.
No.
And they changed the lyrics to 409, and it was an instant hit.
Yeah, a little unknown history there. Okay. I have to do some fact-checking on some of Doug's texts now. That's good. Anyway, sad to hear Brian Wilson's passing, 82 years old, and what a songwriter, man. What a great, he was really the leader of the group.
For a while, so. Yeah. I do want to mention something, you know, about the protests. We heard Desi Leidick talking about the military occupation of L.A. But
right.
here's the thing. We saw the pictures of the burning Waymos. These are the automated taxis. That they have there in L.A. And the Waymos, by the way, why were they burning Waymos?
Yeah, why?
They were burning them because they have 360 cameras in them.
Oh.
In other words, it's used as a surveillance device.
Huh.
In
I
L.A.
never thought about that.
So if those cars are just sitting there.
Yeah. Burning.
They have cameras that just see 360 around and could identify anybody.
Wow.
And so they decided to burn and destroy them.
That's
in protest.
I had not heard that angle.
That's a really interesting angle.
Yeah.
I thought anyway. Mm. I don't know.
Okay. Well, and those protests are continuing, of course, tomorrow. Saturday.
Yeah.
The big No Kings.
The women's
marches. And there are,
we'll hold a flagship Kick Out the Clowns action.
Yeah.
End the Greatest S Show on Earth.
Okay.
Is how they are titling it nationwide. They skipped the S word in the local announcement here. Over 350 circus actions will take place in all 50 states and will showcase the power of the people and turn satire into resistance. I like that idea. You know, the activists will wear clown costumes in protest and what they call the Trump administration's clown show fascism with the goal of setting a record for the most circuses held on a single day. There you
That's
go.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be down on the Library Mall starting at noon for 2 hours. This Saturday. So check it out, Library Mall, this Saturday, noon to 2, And again, it's the clown show fascism.
Yes. And then the No Kings protest.
No Kings protest.
Along with that, or yes. right after
this
that.
This is going on at the same time, the big show.
And they're
going to
be down at the Library Mall and then also at the Capitol.
Yes.
And then
there's going to be a march from the Library Mall up to the Capitol on King Street is where they'll all meet.
Right. So that's happening, and there's something like 1,500 or 1,600 protests coast to coast.
Yes.
Scheduled for Saturday. No Kings.
350 circus actions in all 50 states.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as far as the No Kings protests.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, too.
1,500 or 1,600 scheduled for Saturday across the nation. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's big stuff.
Well, it is. I got a big complaint here, and, you know, no one.
You're going to complain about
something? I don't know how this happens.
Wait a minute.
But, you know, I've lived in this town for quite a while, since 1980, and that was before the South Beltline existed. So we had to drive through Monona.
Oh, yes.
On Broadway.
I remember those days.
That was no fun.
Broadway was not a great street to drive through.
They had lights.
Yes.
And, you know, major traffic from Chicago to Minneapolis had to drive through there.
Yeah.
So, okay. So anyway, I always said, why don't we have a North Beltline?
Why don't we?
So
that comes up every once in a while.
So it has been debated over these many years, right? Like 50 years, 40 years, they've been debating this thing. So what happened? They snuck in and redid Highway M from Middleton to Westport.
Okay.
And they rebuilt it. And that should have been the North Beltline, but instead they built a boulevard, which is nice and everything, but... Goodbye, possibility of a North Beltline.
Well, maybe the people out there don't want a Beltline. I mean,
no, we want a Beltline.
Do you want a Beltline?
Of course,
on the north
we do.
Side?
Do you
out
realize
there by
that,
Governor? Is it Governor Dodge?
Well, the thing here is that people take the Beltline up to Highway K.
Yes,
and then they cut across Highway K, and they go through to Westport.
Right
on Highway K, 55 miles per hour in there.
Yeah,
and then it goes to this new boulevard that they put in. Wow, man, they usurped the public on this one, and I'm really angry about it. It's real nice. It's gorgeous. You know, speed limit's like, you know, minor 35 or 40 miles per hour, which is ridiculous. Still slow. But they have all these nice little bike lanes and little walking lanes.
It's a residential area.
And they have little bridges and stuff like that. And I made it real safe and real friendly to the public.
Why are you talking like this?
Because I hate that.
Okay.
I can't stand it. It's so wimpy. These people wimped out, and they made the North Beltline impossible to build now. So there you go. I just thought I'd bring that up. And a lot of people know what I'm talking about.
I'm with you, John. I'm with you.
All right. See?
Tom, you just moved here. You don't.
No. We need another Beltline. We do need another Beltline.
We
really?
Do.
Okay.
We do need a North one, and they just took that possibility out of the equation. Thank you, Dane County. God. I'm just done.
If you'd like to make a comment, you can call in 608-879-8255.
I'm
you can text us.
I'm doing the show from Milwaukee from now on.
Oh, really?
I know
okay.
They have freeways out there.
Okay. Well, I thank you for bringing up that issue. I didn't know that was such a thing that's near and dear to your heart.
They snuck rebuilding Highway M up there.
They didn't sneak it in.
No one knew what was going on.
Public meetings, and they had all kinds of
no
maps and everything.
No one knew what was happening.
They did know. They knew.
They made it pedestrian friendly.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. God. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. You need to lie down and rest on a Verlo mattress.
Let's stop trying to protect the public.
You know, John, a lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant. Like throughout Verlo's history, they're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to Verlo.com. Okay. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
Okay.
Calm down, man. Just take it easy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, this is WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Now, I'm really not too sure where Gordy got his weather credentials, and I know that John has a deep fear of dew points. But don't let any of that stop you from voting for John and Gordy for the best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I seriously like these guys, and I predict they're going to be winners. This message and this forecast is not endorsed by the National Weather Service. Now go vote.
What do they know?
Well, we're a shoo-in now.
You think so? 7:23.
Yeah, we've got the endorsement we were looking for.
Yes, we do. Brittany Merlot joins us now. Good morning, Brittany. Thank you for that endorsement. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I hope it's all right.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Perfect. It's perfect stuff. And it's kind of cloudy out here this morning.
It's muggy. It's horrible.
Dew points are right about 60, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Ugh. So it starts to get a little humid. So what can we expect for the rest of today? We got the Madison Night Market tonight, and I heard there might be a couple of sprinkles, but nothing really all that awful, right?
Well, no, probably
it shouldn't
not.
Be too bad.
Oh, really? Oh,
I think the worst. Yeah. The worst is going to be if you get anything this morning, right?
Yeah.
You've got that little swath moving in from the west that could graze you here still this morning, but by about 10 to 11 o'clock, I think it's going to fizzle out, start to lift north, and honestly leave you with just mostly cloudy skies today, probably highs in those mid to upper 70s. And then the storms should hold off until overnight, probably after midnight, around 2 a.m. or so. I think those are going to roll through. But again, more chances for showers and storms by Friday afternoon. That continues into the evening, and we kind of get a little damp and dreary early Saturday before this whole system shifts on out of here. Mm-hmm. So this morning, Friday afternoon and evening, and then maybe Saturday morning are probably your best shots for chances of rain.
All right. Okay.
Well, that's we'll take that.
Well, there's an air quality index alert out there. It's at low 60 to 79, which is near the worst you could get. And it's people with lung disease, such as asthma, children, older adults, and outdoor workers should reduce their prolonged exposure to the outdoors today.
Okay.
Yes, so, unfortunately. It's pretty thick up north, but it's starting to sneak down by you a little bit. We're in an air quality alert.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unhealthy up here, but it should be gone by this afternoon. It should ease probably around 2 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Very good. Brittany, well, thank you. We appreciate that report.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow and check out what's happening weekend weather-wise.
All right.
Perfect.
Thanks,
Brittany. All right. You guys have a good day.
You too. That's WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Want to remind you, the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. It's going on right now. This hour's keyword is family. That's F-A-M-I-L-Y, family. And up for grabs this time around, Brewers tickets, club-level tickets. Of course, every entry you get also entered into the grand prize drawing of Wisconsin Dells Getaway or a Door County Getaway. Again, the key word is family. You have until 8 a.m. to get that into us. Just use the Civic Media app, free to download and always free to use, and text us the word family, okay? Other key word hours, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m.
All right.
Get all the details at civicmedia.us. Okay.
We've got legal stuff coming up with Jim Santel.
That's right.
In just a few moments, let's get to Pete Hegseth. He was asked a few questions about...
Before the committee.
Oh, I know. He was.
Congress.
And why don't we listen to Pete, an answer he's given, and the question also. This is cut 113. Let's listen.
Mr. Secretary, probably won't surprise you, but I'm going to start with Ukraine. And I'm going to ask you a series of questions, but I don't want you to linger on any one of them, but answer the series of questions in one answer.
Okay.
Number one, who's the aggressor and who's the victim in the conflict?
Russia's the aggressor.
Which side do you want to win?
As we've said time and time again, this president is committed to peace in that conflict. Ultimately, peace serves our national interests, and we think the interest of both parties, even if that outcome will not be preferable to many in this room and many in our country.
Unbelievable.
What?
So he can't really say that he hopes that maybe the Ukraine people will win this war.
Hmm.
He just wants peace. You know, I think you can have both, right?
Yeah.
You know, you could hope that they win, but actually, wouldn't it be nice to have the alternative, and that is peace through negotiations.
Right.
So anyway, he couldn't say something as simple as that.
Yeah.
Instead, would not say that Trump wants Ukraine to win. That is their position on this thing.
Yeah. And he had a similar exchange with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was trying to nail him down on, you know,
right.
Which side are we on here?
Exactly.
You know, but
and then, of course, you know,
all over it.
The story that didn't get a lot of press was that the drones, they had drones going to Ukraine to help them out. And instead, they shipped them to the Middle East.
And took
the drones. Yes. Only the U.S. did. And they shipped them off to the Middle East. So Ukraine didn't have the drones to fight off the drones from Russia.
Isn't that something?
They're just making them more handicapped in this situation. So they couldn't fight back.
Mm, it's unbelievable.
This is truly, I never saw a sellout to Russia like this in my entire life. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It's,
wow.
It's insane. All right, yeah, we will have Jim Santel joining us shortly. And I should mention this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Fast and flexible appointments, passion over profit. They will help you, and they've helped a lot of people. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Again, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. We will be back right around the corner. Jim Santel, attorney at law, and much more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
WMDX 92.7. This is John Peterson, Gordy Young in the Morning, keeping you company even when it's this humid and the dew points are sky high. We're still here. We're working.
You and your dew points. 7:35. It's cloudy this morning. We'll see a little bit of sunshine along the way, maybe a sprinkle or two. Highs in the mid-70s this afternoon. And, of course, weather should be just fine for the Madison Night Market tonight. Yes. We'll be downtown here, right across the street from our State Street studio here. We'll be right in front of the that building over there?
Orpheum.
Orpheum, yeah, the Orpheum.
No, that's the
I do the same thing. They both start with, the Overture.
You're pointing the Overture, thank you.
Jeez, sorry. Okay, it's right over there at the Overture. We'll be...
I'm so glad I came in.
Thanks.
To help out.
Appreciate that.
The O's.
And we'll have our brand new t-shirts. We're going to give away a few of those.
Yeah.
And also our new WMDX t-shirts. And that'll be a good time, too. And we hope you stop by. We are joined now by attorney Jim Santel. Good morning, Jim. Good to have you back with us. Always good to see you.
Always great to be with you and delighted to be in conversation.
You know, I want to mention before we forget here that, of course, Saturday is the No Kings rally, and you're speaking at a rally in Milwaukee, right?
That is correct, yes.
One of the speakers there.
Right. Rallies throughout the United States, including right here in Wisconsin, Madison, all cities, and beyond in Milwaukee. There's one downtown in the east side at Cathedral Square. It goes from 12 to 2. And after I'm finished with a certain radio program in the morning that we broadcast from Racine and happens to be on this wonderful Civic Media broadcast entity, I'm going to come back to Milwaukee, and about 12:50 or so is when I'm speaking. But the entire program begins at noontime on Saturday, as it does in many other venues throughout the state.
Yeah.
It's important to get together and hear each other speak and discuss and talk. and communicate about what's going on in America.
Is that you on Law Review, Amicus of Law Review?
That's your name of the show.
Is that your show?
Every day is a
9 to 11, I believe.
That's what they tell me. Sent me a memo about this, and that's what I do now. Apparently, this Saturday as well.
Well, I wish they'd tell us here. You know, it's
So here in Madison, we're expecting 15,000 people, at the No Kings protest. And there are, as you mentioned, there's about 50 other protests around Wisconsin, around Madison area, McFarland, Stoughton. They're going to have protests. Also Monroe, New Glarus, Sauk City, Janesville, Baraboo, Dodgeville.
Wow. Good Lord.
The list goes on and on. Yeah. This is going to be a huge day all across the country. More than 1,500 or 1,600 protests coast to coast.
That's right. The activists for the Women's March will wear clown costumes in protest of what they call the Trump administration's clown show fascism, with the goal of setting a record for the most circuses held on a single day.
I love it.
All right.
So that's
To follow up on the messaging there, in addition to clowns, which is, again, a humorous but also a serious way of responding to what's going on in America right now, you recognize also that this No Kings concept ultimately comes from something almost a year ago, right? When the United States Supreme Court, while Joe Biden was still the president, articulated for the first time in our nation's history this notion that our presidents are, in fact, immune from criminal prosecution, but more than that, have this tremendous power. You've got to be muscular, you've got to be deft, you've got to be able to not be feeble and act very, very quickly and aggressively. That was John Roberts who told us that on July 1 of 2024. Donald Trump gets elected and, again, takes that up. He's probably not intellectually acute enough to realize that that's what he's doing. But the reality is our Supreme Court gave him this authority to do that. And so let's talk about that as well, a Supreme Court that is also doing things contrary to what has been the tradition in our nation for 239 years.
Yeah.
By the way, Catherine Lake joins us. If we didn't mention this before, Catherine is here.
Jim, it's so nice to talk to you. Just before we came on the air, Pam Yonke did a farm report, and it was, I just heard the beginning of it, and it was talking about the fact that farm workers, of course, a lot of migrant workers in Wisconsin, are naturally feeling nervous and don't want to be picked up. I have a friend who lost an uncle in Milwaukee, got deported, not a migrant worker, but still anybody of Hispanic or Latino heritage is notably and understandably nervous. But Pam Yonke was saying, our farm director, that the farmers are communicating well with their people, saying, we got your back. We're not going to let this happen here. But in L.A., of course, that's what they're going after, migrant workers, right? Mostly in L.A. So what's to stop him from doing the same thing there that he did here?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's the concern. Again, to make this about a judicial order, there's this wonderful opinion that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, of a judge named Wilkinson, who raises, Catherine, exactly that issue. He is responding to the Abrego Garcia deportation, which we all know too much and too well in America. We should not have to focus on these kinds of things. But again, Judge Wilkinson says precisely that, Catherine. He says, you know, if you go after people, again, without due process, without giving them the normal course of judicial review that we would get under any other circumstance, any other prior president, including Barack Obama, including all the others who preceded this president, if you go down that road, what is to stop you from then going after anyone else, political enemies, people who articulate things, say, on a radio program that are not especially music to the ears of the president? What is to stop that? And that's the great concern. And when you step forward and you protest and you exercise your First Amendment right to push back on that, what do we get? We get the Marines who are called in.
Come on!
And it is just wild. It is just wild. It's not the tradition. It is not the rule of law history of America. And that is why it is appropriate to have one's hair on fire right now about all of this.
Appropriate.
Maggie uses that term all the time.
Yeah.
Hair on fire, hair on fire.
It's crazy. And the thing that put my hair on fire was something I texted you last week in regards to the Supreme Court allowing Doge, Elon Musk, to go into the Social Security Administration's data.
And now we know that they actually did do that for sure, and they're manipulating it. They're doing things with it, right? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, that's true.
No, you know exactly what you're talking about, Catherine. That's exactly it. So, again, a couple of additional reasons to be outraged. This was last Friday when the Supreme Court, again, in this shadow docket, we don't get any explanation from John Roberts. We don't get the usual exposition of why we're doing this. We simply get an order that says, well, let them go ahead and do their work. That's as close as we come from the Supreme Court describing the access. And even while the underlying litigation is going on about whether or not they're long-term entitled to this, Supreme Court, again, granting this emergency application from the administration, says we got to go in right now. Bad things will happen if we do not get in this information. What that is, we do not know. And as of Monday, Catherine, you're just right, John Gordy, we've got access going in because the Supreme Court, by six of them, have once again said, go ahead and take a look at all this.
I can't imagine.
You know, the genie's out of the box.
You know, the whole thing here is that opens the door for all the other departments as well. And they've already taken that information. And then we hear, of course, about Palantir coalescing all this data into one solid administrative action, and then all of a sudden now we can do anything we want. We can find out where people live, how they vote, what they buy, what they're into. We could use that against them. It's so scary that this is going on, and we've got three and a half years of developing this and putting it into place.
What is that term, shadow docket, do you use? What does that means that they
So this, once again, this is the continuing complaint. It has been used by prior administrations. It's this notion that while the lower courts, the district courts, the appeals courts, which again is a part of our process, while they're litigating, what happens is the government, in this case, your attorney general, your solicitor general, jumps to the Supreme Court and says, while that's still being decided, this is so important. This is so important. Stop any injunction from going in place. Let us go ahead and do this. Let the litigation go ahead. But while those claims are being adjudicated, tell these folks that they can go in and do these kinds of things. That's the shadow, and that's the emergency application, the shadow docket. Why, Catherine? Because it doesn't come. It doesn't come with the long 25, 30-page opinions where we may disagree, but at least we've got an exposition about why. And again, last Friday, we've got a few paragraphs to your good points, however. You also have, interestingly, a 7-8-page dissent by the three justices. We know who they are. It's Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, Ketanji Jackson. And to the point you're just making about why this is important, here is what she says, and it's accurate. She's providing information about why this is important. She says, you know, we know well that Americans entrust their information to this government agency. It's social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, bank account numbers, medical records. She says everybody who's got a social security number in the SSA data is now exposed. Beyond the identification numbers, also detailed medical history, prescriptions, mental health treatments, testing results from applicants and beneficiaries. She goes on, and that's just one paragraph in this very long dissent. Again, her hair appropriately on fire, saying this is what's happening now, and they've got it as of Monday morning.
Talking with Jim Santel, attorney at law, it's 7:46. Jim, last week, or maybe it was the week before when we were talking to you, we were talking about how the Supreme Court season is just about over. I mean, they're just they're trying to wrap things up, and here all these legal actions are just flying through the courts. Are they really actually going to be able to end their term here in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, this is the exciting time. I think Catherine, John, Gordy, Dom, everybody's just got to stay on the air 24 hours a day because this is the crazy, crazy time.
Yeah. Light ourselves on fire.
Right? Yeah. You don't have lives beyond this,
no.
Right?
No.
This is important work, right? But we do have about 25 cases, and they're all going to be decided. Again, typically by the 4th of July so that when we're celebrating our nation's birth, we can once again be probably horrified by many of these things. And including here are just a few of them. They're still on the docket. They're going to come out with rapid fire speed here. Remember, we've got birthright citizenship. That's going to be coming out. We're going to be told whether or not the 14th Amendment means what it's meant for the past 150 years or so. We've got this issue having to do with children's school books in Maryland, and whether or not parents can stop children from being exposed to heaven forbid, LGBT stories, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
We've got issues related to whether or not transgender medical care can be provided to youths. Again, that's out there. Many other things coming up, and likely those will be divisive cases, likely 6-3 opinions coming out. We have had a few recently, unanimous opinions, including one coming out of Wisconsin having to do with Catholic Charities. But I suspect those days are somewhat over, at least for this term, and very soon we're going to get this flurry of other matters.
Jim, there's just too much to talk about, but we're out of time for today.
Are we?
Oh, wait, no, we're going to come back, actually. Yeah,
We're coming back.
We give Jim the whole half hour.
That's
we do not mess around with Jim Santel's time.
I apologize. We will be back with more from attorney Jim Santel after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right.
That's the explanation.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Sail the sea, find a place to call their own, so free in their little
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 7:52. Highs today in the mid-70s. Right now, 63 degrees. This portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since they opened their doors in 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Just want to remind you as we get ready to wrap things up here, a few more minutes to get in on the contest this hour. It's the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. There'll be other keyword hours during the 11 a.m. hour, also 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., different keywords, and you can check out complete rules at civicmedia.us. This is a statewide contest up for grabs this hour. You still have time to get in the keyword before 8 a.m. Milwaukee Brewer club level tickets. The key word.
What is it?
Catherine.
What is it?
It's family.
Oh.
Family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Family.
It's a family show.
That's right.
It's funny. You say family like it's two syllables. And
family.
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 Yeah, you had to say that. That's why I had to spell it.
Okay.
There's an family. I in there.
All right. So get that to us. No, before
the high is silent.
The high is silent.
Come on. Give me a break.
Every entry, you are also entered into the grand prize drawing of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. Again, complete rules at civicmedia.us. Okay, a few more minutes here with attorney Jim Santel.
That's right. And I just want to mention to Tria, I believe the name is, out in Milton. We'll get to your questions tomorrow because we don't have time. We've got a few things to talk to Jim about. He is Amicus, a law review on Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Definitely check it out. He takes all the current cases and talks about them on his show. And we've got him here this morning answering a few other questions. And one of the big things that's coming up, the federal judge has greenlit a lawsuit challenging Elon Musk's position, the federal government, and DOGE as unconstitutional. Okay. Being a position that you actually objected to. I didn't even think about the name DOGE. You said the D stands for department. It ain't no department.
It isn't.
Yeah.
And right?
Yeah.
And again, it's the shorthand, and so it's an easy way to refer to Elon Musk. I call him the Musk team or the Musk group just because My internal barometer tells me it's not a department. The D of Doge is not real. What are real departments? Department of Agriculture, State, Commerce, Labor, Justice. And where do they all come from? They're created by, let's all say it together, the United States Congress, right? Mm-hmm. And they're your legislators. They put into place, the president at some point signs that legislation, creates them. Even the Department of Education, President, was created by the Congress. And you can bring it down. Another point. Here we've got, okay, we wake up one morning back on January 20th or 21st, and we say, let's put together a new unit of government. We'll call it a department. Because we elevate it then to that level of legitimacy, which it doesn't have. We'll bring in all these people. We'll give them special assignments for a while. I wonder to this day whether any of them have gotten background checks, which is what all of the other millions of government employees need to undergo. And we let them loose, not only in the Social Security Administration, other places, but we do that, again, without the institutional, the basic constitutional trappings that attend every other entity inside the government. Even independent agencies like the Federal Reserve and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, creations of what? The Congress. Show me the legislation that creates this Musk group that is now rampaging through our government. And therefore, absent that, that is the challenge that you're just talking about now, going into court and saying, putting aside all the outrageous things they're doing, how are they doing this? What is their authority? And the answer should be none. And yet we've got a Supreme Court, again, as we said in the previous segment last Friday, who's saying, we're not even going to address that. Go ahead and take a look at all this information.
Not all attorneys. Not all attorneys have your history, your verite. What do you call it? Your vitae. You were a U.S. attorney. This must make your head just explode.
It does. And there are so many things inside government, not just the Department of Justice that I look at on a daily basis. This is one of them where you think about all of the appropriate limitations on access as an assistant U.S. attorney, as a United States attorney. You are reviewed, you are examined, you are your tax returns, your bank documents, before they will give you an authorization to enter court to do anything. And now, in the past 4.5 months, we've got just the opposite. It does make my head spin in terms of the way that we have done things now.
I know.
We don't care about any of that.
Well, you know, I was hired as a handyman at the Veterans Department on the West Side in Middleton, and they handle veteran records there. And I had to be examined. They had to go through my background. I had IDs. I mean, it is tough just to be a handyman at this place. I was a horrible handyman.
It was terrible,
but it was fun. It was across the street from where I live, so I was fine with that. But anyway, it drives me crazy because I was with the Census Bureau as well, and they check your background, everything. They really know who you are, and all of that is personal information, which they put under lock and key at the government. And to have this happen, the public doesn't know how they wrap this up.
It's a lot.
Jim, we have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. And you can always listen to Jim's Amicus, a Law Review, his excellent show on the Civic Media Radio Network every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. Jim, thank you once again.
Always an honor, my friends. Take care.
It's always great talking to you.
Very good. Well, tonight we'll be at the Madison Night Market right across the street from the station here in front of the Overture Center.
We will have our T-shirts there.
We've got a brand new John and Gordy T-shirts.
You're wearing one. What are you, Spider-Man?
Wearing your Spider-Man.
You wear your jammies
to work?
Better
change it.
Yes, my jammy, my Spider-Man jammy.
I think it looks good, John. I think it looks good.
Well, thank you.
Dom, you got to wear your T-shirt tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. I brought it.
Yes.
Well, we did have somebody text in and wondered if we had the T-shirts, the new T-shirts.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to be giving away a bunch of those tonight, so we hope you join us at the Madison Night Market right on State Street, right in front of the Overture Center. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.